弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, you brothers and sisters.
让我们再次啊，掌声给我们的啊 Jane 那个南美的帮我们鼓劲。他们读出了箴言第九章的这个经文。
They read from the Proverbs chapter 9.
也帮助我们去思考，究竟我们要选择智慧的女子呢，还是愚昧女子的这个邀请？
And help us to consider whether we should accept the invitation from wisdom or from foolishness.
那你们听完他们读经之后，你认为你会选择是智慧的女子的邀请呢，还是愚昧女子的邀请
？And after you listen to that, would you accept the invitation from Lady Wisdom or Lady Foolishness?
你们比较喜欢选哪一位啊
？And which one would you choose?
智慧的还是愚昧的
？Wisdom or foolishness?
智慧的举手看一下
，Wisdom。
啊，没有举手的是愚昧吗？还是还在考虑？OK， 好，谢谢。今天我们这讲到主题是蒙福之道三。
OK， the theme of our sermon today is the way to God's blessings. This is the third version, number three.
这里会发现，就是说，为什么我要将箴言第三章、第六章跟今天的第九章做一个系列，以这个主题“蒙福之道”来去作为传讲呢？
You might wonder why I place Proverbs chapter 3, chapter 6, and 9 as a series and use this theme of the way to God's blessings.
待会我会告诉大家的原因是什么。
I'll explain later.
然后呢，你会发现到就是在过去两次第三章、第六章，我最后讲到的结语部分呢，就都会用这一句话，就是谨守他的话，存仰赖、敬畏和依靠的心作为总结。
And you will realize that in my last two sermons on chapter 3 and chapter 6, that I conclude with these words from the Lord to keep His word, trust, fear, and rely on Him.
而这一次讲到呢，也会同样的出现在我最后的这个总结的这句话。
And these words will also be my concluding words for you at the end of this sermon.
因为我觉得它非常的重要，所以呢，重要的事情需要讲多少次呢
？Because I feel that they are very important, and for important things, how many times should we repeat it?
重要的事情我们要讲三次，对吧？
Important things you say three times.
所以呢，我告诉他说，为什么这句话那么的重要
？And I explain why these words are so important.
在今天的第九章的经文里面
，And in the chapter 9 and in the words of the verses,
我们精彩的听到愚人化的智慧和这个愚昧女子的这个所谓的大对决。
We see a colorful personification of wisdom and of foolishness.
他们在经文当中是彼此的唱这个对台戏。
And we're putting up a rival show.
首先呢，是智慧的这个邀请。
At the beginning is the invitation from wisdom.
它是以这个女主人的这个身份呢来出现。
Using a very affable lady host.
它预备了很好的这个佳肴，还有这个美酒呢，还有在建有七根柱子的所谓的这个很华丽的房屋里面呢，去摆设好这个宴席。
She has prepared fine wines and she built a very grand house with seven pillars.
然后邀请人呢来吃这个饼和喝这个好的酒，来共享那个美好的时光。
She has invited people to her banquet with beautiful wine and good food.
然后经文告诉我们什么呢？凡是参加他的宴席的人呢，都得着智慧和这个生命。
And the verses tell us that those who accept the invitation do receive wisdom and life.
那边是你有圣经的，可以再打开你的圣经，在那个第六节他这么说。
And those with the Bible, you can look at these verses in verse 6.
你们要离弃愚蒙，就得存活，并要走明智的道路。
Leave your simple ways, and you will live. Walk in the way of insight.
而当看完了智慧这个邀请之后，我又看到另外一面，就是愚昧的这个女子的邀请。
And when we see wisdom, we also see the other side, which is foolishness and her invitation.
从圣经里面告诉我们说，这个愚昧的女子，她是用什么的食物来邀请我们呢
？And so from the verses, we see what kind of food or what kind of invitation comes from foolishness.
有吗？谁可以告诉我，她是用什么食物
？Can tell me what?
来邀请我们，看我没有用可以看圣经，我圣经有答案。
面包。
什么？
面包。
还有。
还有
就 OK 是他们是用什么方式来？是用后来的对吗 ？Yeah, now next, yeah, 就是用后来的水和这个暗藏的饼呢来应对这个宴席。
She invites them with stolen water and food eaten in secret.
那这个告诉我们，凡是参加他的宴席的人呢，如果你不去细心去分辨呢，就会丧失掉这个生命。
And the verses tell us that for those who do not listen and accept the invitation to the banquet, then they will lose their lives.
对不对？看这个第十八节。
And verse 18 it says.
他说：“人却不知有阴魂在他那里，他召唤的人是在阴间的深处。”
But little do they know that the dead are there, that the guests are deep in the realm of the dead.
而如果你仔细再看整个第九章的经文。
And interestingly, when you continue to look at chapter 9,
你会发现到在中间呢，突然间第七跟第十二节出现了。
And in verse 7 to 12, there's an interesting section.
你感觉好像说，哎，跟上下文的没有什么关系这样。
It looks as if these verses in the sentence 7 to 12 they do not have a relationship with the verses at the top and the bottom.
但是如果你仔细看，它却是第九章非常重要的一个一段的经文，也是这个中心点。
And but actually, when you look carefully, these are the essential verses of the chapter, and the center of the verses of this chapter.
所以我将它做了一个整理，给大家看一下。
And I've arranged them as such here.
所以看到第一到第六节呢，是讲智慧邀请人，然后得着智慧跟生命。
In verse 1 to 6, verse 1 to 6 it says, wisdom sends out the banquet invitation, for gaining wisdom and life.
然后呢，第七到十二节呢，它主要是讲，就是说不同的选择呢，就会导致不同的结果。
And in verse 7 to 12, that different decisions will lead to differing outcomes.
你看下面第十三到十八节呢，就讲到愚昧去邀请人的，然后受到损害跟失去生命。
And in verse 13 to 18, it is about foolishness sending out the banquet invitation for destruction and loss of lives.
而这段经文为什么重要呢
？And so why are these verses in the center important？
因为这小段的经文是要提醒那些参加的宴席的人呢，要警醒并且要敬畏上帝。
Because the verses in the center is to remind those attending to the banquet to be careful and to be alert and to have the fear of the Lord.
想问一下，这其中一节啊，七到十二节，你认为哪一节是很重要的？
And let me ask you from verse 7 to 12, which do you think is the most important verse from here?
七到十二节，请问有哪一节觉得是很重要的？觉得啊，真的需要背起来有没有？
Which is the most important verse that you want to commit to memory?
第几节？我们刚才的主席也读了一次，然后我们刚才读经语也特别的，用两个人一起读出来的那一句话，有哪一节？还记得吗？第几节？第十节。
And it's verse 10.
第十节，我相信大家都会有印象。也就是说，这句话是非常的重要，就是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
And that is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以，当他得到智慧之后呢，他就能够透过智慧的这个辨识的能力呢，去知道正确的选择，然后避免去走向迷途，导致这个死亡。
So when a person accepts wisdom, and through wisdom is able to differentiate and make the right choices so that he will not stray onto the path of foolishness and end in death.
过去我曾经告诉大家，我们可以使用诗歌，我们可以使用画画，我们可以使用生活的用品呢，来去记住箴言中的这个经节。
In the past, I shared with Brian how we can use songs, art, or things in our daily life to try to remember the verses in Proverbs.
今天我尝试一种的食物来去帮助大家记得整个第九章信息的这个教导，还有这个重要的经文。
Today I'm going to use a food group to to help everyone to remember the main message from chapter 9.
大家有没有吃过这个汉堡包吗
？I'm sure everyone has eaten a hamburger.
有谁没有吃过的鸡肉的饭下
？Has anyone not eaten hamburgers？
爱怎么直播对吗？哦。
And try one is eaten there.
Okay, 你就将那个面包上层跟下层，你就看作是智慧和愚昧的象征。
We have looked at the buns, the top and bottom as representing wisdom and foolishness.
然后中间的这个最美味和珍贵的馅料，就是那个肉呢，就是核心的这个经文。
And the in the middle, the most precious, the most delicious ingredient of all, which is the main core of the, which will be the main core of the verses today.
就是说，可以用这第九章第十节这段经文呢，作为那个肉的这个记忆。
And that is referring to chapter 9 verse 10, and that is being represented by the main ingredient.
这样大家会不会容易背起来整个第九章的经文的信息在里面
？And so would that make it easier for everyone to remember the verses, and the message chapter 9?
所以鼓励大家就说，当你们以后去吃那个汉堡包的时候呢，你们拿起来的时候，你就会想起这节第九章。
So I encourage you that in the future, when you eat a hamburger, you will straight away remember Proverbs chapter 9.
然后我们做父母亲的，如果是带孩子去吃的时候，要吃之前啊。你就带他们背这一句话，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明，然后才咬一口。
And so then your wife, you also recite the verses with your children that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding before they start eating the burger.
可以吗？做父母亲的可以答应吗？在吃汉堡包之前，每次就背这个经文。
And those who are parents, will you agree? Can you do this?
好，不然的话就不要去吃麦当劳或者是吃别的。好，这是一个就是通过生活的那个，我们可以来背起来这个真言的经文。
And through our daily lives, we can slowly learn to remind ourselves of the verses.
真言经文的实用性其实是非常强的。
Actually, the verses in Proverbs are very good and strong practical usage.
因为我自己也有这个亲身的经历，比如说真言第九章第八节。不要责备亵慢人，免得他恨你；要责备智慧人，他必爱你。
Because I myself have personal experiences. For example, in chapter in verse 8 it says, "Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you."
有时候我真的感受到，我们当要面对亵慢人的时候，就算你说你要怎么的去苦口婆心，或者说费尽心思，你要去想说去教导他，或去责备他。他们是不会听进去的，或者是说，可能甚至不会喜欢你。
And of course, many times we face people who are mockers, and no matter how hard and difficult we try, and for good intention, to teach or to rebuke or to try, but they would never, they would not listen, and in fact, they would not like you or sometimes even hate you.
你会觉得奇怪，就说，哎，怎么呢？这些人会怎么会不会听呢？也不会说啊，要接受你所讲的呢
？And you wonder why these people, why is it difficult for them to accept what you just said?
因为这些所谓的亵慢人，他们是不喜欢接受教导或者指责的。
Are these people unteachable? Are the people who are viewed as mockers?
特别是当我们像说要向亵慢人来去谈论智慧的时候呢，其实是非常艰难的。
And we find that it's very difficult to talk to people, these people as well.
他们的愚昧呢，其实并不是因为说缺乏对这个事物的这个或者是对事实的这个理性的分析。
And they are their foolishness is not just limited to or not because they're not able to understand reality or logic.
而是因为他们陶醉自己某种的优越感，他们就是说不需要听你所讲的。
But it's rather that they indulge or they revel in their feeling of superiority.
所以面对这样的人呢，你要用别的方式来去跟他对话或是交谈。
And facing such people, you probably have to use different ways to have a conversation with them and to share with them.
而从这样一个例子里面呢，我觉得在这个对我们在这个传福音方面有很大的帮助或是提醒。
And I think that these verses teach us and remind us and provide us a lot of help, particularly when we want to share the gospel with other people.
比如说当我们去做幸福小组的时候，我们要面对不同的那个新朋友。
And particularly when we start our happiness cell group and we face people with different types of people.
他们有不同的个性，或是有不同的这个所谓心态。
with a different character and with different attitudes.
所以我们就可以知道说，用什么那个方式来去和人沟通，然后用什么的方式将这个福音呢，来去向不同的人来去传扬。
And how we can use different ways to share the gospel with different types of people.
所以这个是从真言书里面我们可以学习到的一些的帮助跟提醒。
And these are practical things we can learn from the book of Proverbs.
而真言呢，它里面总共有31章。
And the book of Proverbs there are 31 chapters.
我们已经讲了从第一章讲到第九章。
We've had our sermons from chapter 1 to 9.
而第一章、第九章呢，我们被称为呢是箴言的序言。
And so this is almost this is like a prologue for the Proverbs.
然后呢，编者也发现到，在这个第一章第七节里面，以敬畏耶和华是智慧的开关做开启。
And we find that in chapter 1, verse 7, the writer uses the verses, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
然后第九章第十节，今天我们看的，他也是以敬畏耶和华是智慧的开关作为结束。
And in chapter 9, verse 10, the writer uses the same verses, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding, as a conclusion.
请问这个是表示什么呢？
And let me ask you, what does this represent?
它表示什么呢？
What does it represent?
表示说这句话呢是这本箴言里面很重要的这个基础或者是起点和目标。
It shows that this verse is actually the very important basis of the book of Proverbs.
更表明的就是敬畏耶和华才有可能做出明智的这个选择。
And it shows that the fear of the Lord is because of the fear of the Lord that we can make the right choices in life.
现在我要将箴言第一到第九章的分段的重点呢，再做出整理跟这个总结。
And here I'm going to rearrange and also provide some conclusion for the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 to chapter 9.
所以如果你看箴言第一章从第八到第十九节，还有从第二章开始第一节到第七章27节呢，它是属于10个长篇的教导跟训诲的内容。
If you look at chapter 1, verse from 8 to 19, and chapter 2, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 27, it belongs to 10 long teachings and instructions.
然后呢，另外这本书的编者呢，他也加插了刻意加插了3个人格化的智慧的宣讲，就是第一章20到33，第八章1到36。还有今天的第九章1到18节。
And the writer of Proverbs has also added 3 personifications of wisdom proclamations in chapter 1, verse 20 to 33, 1 to 36, and 9, 1 to 18.
这样我会问说，你将那个智慧人格化，它的主要的有什么意义呢？对我们听众和读者来讲。
And so you might ask, the personification of wisdom, in a literary sense, and to the listeners at the time, what does it mean? What implication is it for the listeners?
它主要是将那个听众或是读者呢，带离了这个所谓的学堂，然后呢，或者是家庭，来领受这个训诲的这个背景。
Its main work is actually to bring the listeners to leave the home and also the school and with such a background and enter into society.
那然后对进入到一个社会呢、城市呢、甚至世界里面呢，来去学习，就是我们所现在教导的，我们学校里就叫做校外教学。
And to bring these teachings into the society, the city, and into the world, and this is what we say that our classroom teaching.
所以你看到这里有很多不同的关于世界里面的一些事物啊等等的来去教导我们认识真言。
And so in Proverbs there are many teachings regarding things that are outside and in the world.
他想要透过这样的方式呢，来去让我们知道说，智慧是生命和共生的源头，并且充满活力，并且也要积极的发出呼召和邀请我们来选择智慧。
And from these, it allows us to understand that life and the source of abundance.It's full of energy and full of life, and actively to invite us to participate.
所以这个就是为什么我会要连续讲解箴言第三章、第六章、第九章的时候呢，一直要强调一个点，就是谨守他的话，存仰赖、敬畏和依靠他的心的这个重要性。
And that's why when I preach on chapter 3, 6, and 9, I kept emphasizing about these words that we have to keep His word and trust, fear, and rely on Him.
我认为这是真言这个书里面很重要的一个基调和它的中心思想。
And I think that this is a very important center of teaching and the heart of the teaching from Proverbs.
如果我们没有掌握好的话呢，当我们在讲真言第十章开始的时候呢，我们后面一切所讲的这个所谓的信息呢，可能充斥着各种的心理学、社会心理学、伦理学，或者是其他不同价值观的教导，而归属于圣经里面的神学教导。
Because if we do not hold on to the, such a basis of Proverbs, then what we talk about later and the sermons later, then it will be just filled with social and psychological principles, ethics and morality teaching, and other kind of values, and not really belong to what biblical teaching is about.
所以为什么我说我要一直讲三次这个重点给他知道呢？因为我要想立下一个基础，那我们在讲第十章开始的时候，我们就知道怎么去认识真言跟选择这个真言的教导。And
so I wanted to build the strong basis and foundation for our understanding, so that when we have later sermons, then we will understand better. Okay.
但是我们现在时候呢，也要问一个问题。And
at this time, you will also want to ask a question.
我们都能遵守上帝的话吗？
Are we able to continue keeping God's word?
弟兄姐妹，只有我们在我们的生活中，我们真的是都能够遵守上帝的话吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we all able to obey God's word?
会有困难吗？
Is it difficult?
请问遵守上帝的话会有困难吗？每天生活里面有吗？ 我想让你跟我点头，我也是有。
And I think that all of us would have difficulty in obeying God's word. And personally, I myself face it too.
我们都知道遵守上帝的话很重要。
We know that it is important to obey God's word.
但是在现实生活中，我们要面对各种 复杂的这个处境，还有很多价值观的不同。
But in practical real world living, we face different complicated environments, situations, different values.
特别是当我们社会的这个传统的观念，或者是一些的教导，跟我们的信仰之间有一些不一样的时候，或者是有冲突的时候。
Particularly when the world's view and traditional values, and traditional religious values and teachings, they are in conflict with what we believe.
当我们要做出这样一个选择的时候呢，我们真的是不容易去坚持谨守上帝的话。
And when we're to make such difficult decisions, we find that it's difficult to obey God's word.
就如我曾经在 建筑工地担任过这个经理的职分。
And myself, I've been in a supervisor in a construction site before.
我们都知道在工地里面到中元节，那个知道什么叫中元节吗？
And we know that in the construction business, during the Hungry Ghost Festival,
yeah, 我们都会去举行一些祭，就是拜拜那个鬼神的仪式。
There will be ceremonies to appease and to pray to the God and to the ghost.
Yeah, 然后我们只要用意思说祈求我们工地的这个工作能够一切顺利平安，没有事情发生。
And that is to pray for peace and to have a smooth construction so that there will not be any accidents.
这样你，我是身为一个公司的代表，请问当他们全部去拜的时候，我要不要去拜？
And as a representative of the company, when the rents are there giving prayers, do I also go along with them?
我是个基督徒，这样我要拜是不是要拜？
I'm a Christian, do I pray or not?
我要去拜吗？ 要拜就要拜。
Do I follow them? Yes or no?
如果你不拜的话，将来发生什么事情，他们就说是因为你的事情所造成的。
And if I don't follow them, next time, in the future, when there are accidents, things that happen at the worksite, then you will pinpoint and say that it's because of me.
如果我去拜的话，我又良心过意不去，因为我是一个基督徒。
But if I were to follow, then I can't get along with myself because I'm a Christian.
所以有时候我们真的是在我们面对到职场上的一些的不同的处境的时候，我们不是说要去遵循上帝的话，就去遵循上帝的话这么容易。
And so we face challenges in our daily work and in our workplaces and our lives. that it is difficult sometimes to keep in keeping God's word.
我们有时候真的是面对很大的挣扎，这些困难度，要还是不要去遵行
？We face a lot of challenges and difficulties, and we struggle.
我相信在中，在我们当中有不同的行业的那个弟兄们，你们在你们的工作岗位上，我相信也是会常常面临到，就是说信仰的教导跟我现在的处境的要求，究竟我要不要去遵行上帝的话，真的是有它的困难跟艰难度。
And I'm sure brothers and sisters here in different lines of work, in different occupations, share the same with me that sometimes it's not easy to follow God, obey God's words, and there are a lot of struggles.
所以我就在这个遵行上帝的话呢，下面多加了一句话，就是存仰赖、敬畏和依靠他的心。
And so I added another line below, keep His word, and that is to trust, fear, and rely on Him.
牧师只要告诉跟勉励你跟我呢，当我们面对到担心、可能害怕，为了坚持谨守上帝的话，可能会遭受各种的这个所谓的压力，甚至说我们自己的前途或者是我们的利益会到损害的时候呢。
And the purpose is to tell you and to encourage you and me, and that at times that we are worried that by obeying God's word, we would actually face a lot of pressure, a lot of struggle. We are perhaps even affecting our careers and our own well-being.
我们还是要相信说，上帝绝对是可以仰赖的，可以去依靠他的。因为箴言第三章告诉我们说，上帝是创造宇宙万物的主，也是眷顾和祝福人的神。所以，我们应该安心的去依靠，去谨守上帝的话。
So we have to continue to believe in God, and we can continue to fear, to trust and rely on Him, because in Proverbs chapter 3 it tells us that He is the creator of all things, and that He continues to look and bless after His people. And so we go in peace and continue to obey and keep His word.
我跟大家分享一个见证。
Let me share a few witnessing.
我曾经听过一位长老的分享。
I've heard an elder share a few.
他说公司的老板呢要选出两位出色的员工呢来去担任那个很重要部门的主管。
So the boss of a company said that he wanted to choose one or two employees to become the head of the department.
然后呢这位长老呢是其中一位。
And so this elder is actually one of them.
而他是一位基督徒。
And he's a Christian.
所以呢，在很多事情的处理上呢，他都选择去谨守上帝的话语的教导。
And in many things that he manages, he tries to obey God's teaching in working out things.
不想说为了达到目标呢，他就去做那些不合宜的事情。
And he would not choose to do inappropriate things just to achieve the target.
而另外一员工呢，他为了要讨好这个所谓的老板的欢心。
But the other employee, because he wanted to gain the approval of the boss.
然后他不择手段做了许多去讨好老板的事情，他也去达到了一些很多的目标。
And so he would actually use all means and measures to get on the good side of the boss.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果是按照常理跟逻辑来去看，岂会是哪一位员工会被选为成为公司的主管？
So brothers and sisters, according to logic and what we expect, who would actually be finally chosen as the employee by this boss?
是这位长老呢，还是另外一个不择手段达到目标的那个员工？
Would it be this elder, or would it be the one who, by all means, trying to achieve and gain the approval of the boss?
我们在座，如果你是老板的话，你选哪一位？
If those who are bosses here, which would you choose?
照理来讲，应该是那位每次达到目标的那个员工，对吧？
According to most logic, that it would be the one who do everything that boss wants.
可是我告诉大家，最后被那个老板选上的是我们这一位长老。
But in the end, the one who is chosen is actually the elder.
这个美好又真实的见证告诉我们什么呢
？And it's real beautiful sharing. And what does it tell us?
就是我们在谨守上帝的话的时候呢，我们可能有很大的压力跟挣扎。
That in trying to keep God's word and through the process, we may face a lot of pressure and struggles.
甚至我们可能会担心说，会失去自身的利益，可能我们有可能得到升职等等。
And we might also lose our personal benefits.
但是 我要勉励大家，就是只要我们去谨守上帝的话。
I want to encourage everyone that, as long as we keep His word.
然后去相信说，我们存仰赖、敬畏和依靠他的心呢，相信上帝一切在掌管，他会眷顾和祝福我们的。Amen.
Amen. So, as long as we continue to remember and believe that we can trust, fear, and rely on Him, that He in control of everything, will continue to look after and to bless us.
而更重要的一个就是，我们的心呢，必须要有一颗敬畏上帝的心。
And more importantly, our heart, we have to have a heart that, that has the fear of the Lord.
究竟敬畏上帝的心是指什么呢？
What does it mean to have the fear of the Lord?
什么才是敬畏上帝的心？
What does it mean?
来，我给大家30秒的时间讨论一下。跟你左右前头跑一下，敬畏上帝的心是什么意思？你告诉对方。
You can tell your neighbor what does it mean to have the fear of the Lord.
来，我听了九个星期了，哦，敬畏上帝的心，什么叫做敬畏上帝的心？我们讨论一下， yeah. 我们大家来讨论一下。
Yeah. You can discuss with your neighbor.
Yeah. 前后左右，什么叫做敬畏上帝的心？你认为，你个人认为啦。
What do you think is the fear of the Lord? What does it mean?
来，一起讨论，来，不用客气，一起讨论。如果是透过线上看的，你们可以在家里跟家人一起讨论。
And those who are online, you can also discuss with your family members and people at home.
哎，好像这一边比较安静一点哦，前后左右可以讨论一下，什么叫敬畏上帝的心？你认为
？What do you think is does it mean to fear the Lord?
我们第一位请我们的Elder Peter先讲。有没有答案的吗？敬畏上帝的心是指什么？来，第一位我们请 Elder Peter。
So it means that if you the fear of the Lord is to it's not just fearing the consequences. I think it means also to respect the Lord.And to treat God as God Himself, so that whatever actions it is at the back of your mind.
Okay, thanks. Elder Shi Hao, 有什么想法吗？敬畏上帝的心。
Love God.
Love God.
不 love 他，你就不会敬畏他。
你不 love 他，就不敬畏他。好 ，Okay， 很好。还有谁要想分享的吗？敬畏上帝的心是指什么？恒心。
恒心。
怕你自己。
什么？
敬畏上帝的心，怕你自己。
OK， 怕老弟。好，谢谢。我相信大家对敬畏上帝的心有不一样的一个解释跟看法，对吧？
And I think everyone might have a different, slightly different point of view what it means to fear the Lord.
对我来讲，我是认为说敬畏上帝的心呢，就是我们要，完全顺服上帝的这个旨意。
To me, to have fear the Lord means we have to obey Him completely.
就是他说的算，不是你跟我说的算。
And to let God have the final say, and He has the final say, not us.
甚至有一些人物可以让我看到他们有怎么一个敬畏上帝的心。
And there are many characters in the Bible who show that how they fear the Lord.
比如说，我们看旧约的亚伯拉罕，或者是新约的使徒保罗。
In the Old Testament, Abraham, and the New Testament, the Apostle Paul.
我们今天也开心看到 Paul 也回到我们当中的。
And we see Paul who has come into our midst.
Hi, Paul. Simon, welcome back to Singapore. Yeah. 亚伯拉罕，当上帝说他要将以撒去献给他的时候，亚伯拉罕他去做了。
When God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, Abraham went ahead to do it.
他心里也有极大的这个抗拒，但是他也愿意去顺服。
He had a lot of struggle in his mind, but he was willing to obey.
使徒保罗他一生也是遭受各种的苦难，各种的鞭打坐牢，但是他也愿意顺从圣灵去将福音传到世界各地。
And the Apostle Paul, through his many incarcerations, difficulties, and also being whipped and pain, he continued to obey the Holy Spirit's leading and to bring the gospel to evangelize to many parts of the world.
所以当我们有个敬畏上帝的心的时候呢，我们就必然不会，或者是说我们不敢去做许多暗地里我们接了人没有办法见到那些可能肮脏啊、贪婪或者淫乱的事。
And so when you're in the fear of the Lord, we would not dare to do things that are in the dark, such as that they are dirty, greedy, or promiscuous matters.
所以在讲这个箴言第六章的时候呢，我曾经跟大家说过说，哎，我们大家都知道啊，搞婚外情或者是说通奸啊、偷情啊等等的这个淫乱的行为呢，是会带来很严重的不好的后果。
And when I preached on chapter 6, Proverbs chapter 6, we had talked about adultery and all sorts of licentiousness behavior and all the serious consequences that will arise from it.
我意思这样说，既然大家都知道这件事情不好，为什么还是很多人他们还是要去玩火自焚呢？
And if we know that these matters bring such serious consequences, why is it that many people will continue to do it and cause themselves to be hurt?
如果我认为说，如果这些人他心中有个敬畏上帝的话，
and I'm thinking that if these people have the word of the God in their heart,
他们就会顺从上帝的旨意，
and they will obey God's teachings, leading.
他们也会说要依靠神的力量，然后说去避开、去胜过这些的引诱和试探。
And that through the strength of God, they will actually avoid all these temptations and testing.
甚至也会用上帝的爱去经营自己的这个婚姻的生活或者是家庭。
And to use God's love to manage his relationships and the relationship and between husband and wife and.Within the marriage and within the family.
有一句俗语真的说的蛮好的，就是很简单的，就是人在做，天在看。
And there's good Indian teaching that says that God is watching over what we are doing.
我记得在六七年前，我在台湾去读这个硕士班的时候，我会注意到，台湾有些地方为什么会它的街道都还蛮干净的。
I remember 6 to 7 years ago when I was doing my MDiv in Taiwan, and I remember that the streets of Taiwan were pretty clean.
Not MDiv, but the master.
Master, sorry.
Yeah. 然后是乱丢垃圾
And I see that there were not much litter on the streets.
原来我发现就是他们当地的人，他们发挥那个创意，想要叫人不要乱丢垃圾。
And we see that people with their ingenuity, there were different ways to discourage people from throwing rubbish all over.
就是他贴了这张的照片在那个街灯的旁边。
And this is the picture that they stuck on the street light, the street lamps.
他告诉人说哦，当你在偷丢那个垃圾的时候呢，神明会在看的。
Is to tell people that if you were secretly to throw rubbish, litter around, that God would be watching.
哎，我觉得他们这样一个做法，它的效果很好，在那个地方真的是很少看到垃圾乱乱丢在那个地方。
And I can see the effectiveness of such measures because the streets are very clean and people did not litter everywhere and they thought carefully before they did so.
所以有时候我觉得我们基督徒会常常有佩戴十字架，对吗？
I know that some Christians would actually wear the cross on them.
我觉得也是有一些好处的，就是能够提醒我们说，我们是上帝的儿女，所以我们要存敬畏上帝的心。
And I think that there are advantages because as children of God, it reminds us that we are supposed to fear of the Lord.
这样呢，当我们去做那个事的时候，我们都会三思而后行。
And in everything that we do, we will consider three times, many times before we actually do it.
所以今天的信息也是会同样一个，就是说人要寻得智慧或是谋上帝赐福之道呢，就是遵行他的话，然后存仰赖敬畏和依靠他的心。
And so the sermon message today, the main sermon message that for a person to seek wisdom and to receive blessings from God, it is to obey God's word.
好不好？我这时候要请大家一起来将这句话背起来。
Okay, can I invite everyone to say these words together?
来，我们一起练三遍啊，一二三。
Keep His word, trust, fear, and rely on Him.
好，第二次，一二三。
Keep His word, trust, fear, and rely on Him.
最后一次。
Keep His word, trust, fear, and rely on Him.
我们将会从下次开始呢，就会从第十章一直看我们说的这些的教导。
And from next week onwards, we'll be continuing the series of Proverbs from chapter 10 onwards.
但愿这句话的教导可以做一个基础或者指导原则。
May these words be our foundation and also our guidance.
帮助我们晓得和勇敢如何在智慧跟这个愚昧之间。
To help us to understand and to bravely follow wisdom versus foolishness.
或者是在生死跟死亡之间，我们做出明智的这个选择。
And to make the right choices between death and of life.
Amen.
Amen.